As always, I can't get away without talking about creatures and animals in the world during the news. And if you have ever seen a ladybird, or a ladybug if you're listening in the States, waggling its legs frantically in the air while it struggles to get itself back on its feet, you'll know that many animals with round, hard shells do find themselves getting in serious trouble if they accidentally flip over. Beetles tend to use their
tortoises,
legs and wings.
Tortoises, for instance.
If they live in freshwater, they tend to be quite flat-shelled, and they have very long muscular necks, which means they can use that to flip themselves back over again. So they're all right. The beetles can use their wings to help right them up. But the turtles that live on land, in fact, Chris, you might know about this, that the ancient explorers who went off around the world in sailing ships used to take the giant land tortoises.
Because they were that you could turn them upside down in the ship and they couldn't get away. They kept themselves fresh because they're alive.
Nice
in the
fresh
hold of the
meat,
ship.
Absolutely. So this is something we've known about for a long time, that these poor tortoises and turtles really do get a bit stuck on their backs. But now a team of scientists from the Budapest University of Technology and Economics in Hungary have conducted a study on these land-based turtles in the wild. And they've developed a mathematical model of how well different shaped shells can naturally right themselves if they're turned on their backs. And so essentially, if you pushed an empty shell along the ground, how likely is it that it would land it's the right way up?
What's the bottom line?
And basically, it seems that nature has really elegantly equipped some of the turtles with shells that automatically right themselves if they're flipped over.
It's like the turtle equivalent of a roll bar. But what about the ones that don't, then?
Yeah, so basically the very tall shells, in terms, there's a star turtle, which has a very tall domed shell, has a natural tendency to roll back. Its only real stable position is one, and that's the right way up. You've got some other shells which have two stable positions. One is on their back, and one is on their front, so they can just as easily get stuck on their back as their front. The really bad ones are the ones in between, where they've got three stable positions, on the back, on their front, and also on their side, which means they can get stuck halfway through a roll, getting back onto their front. So those ones are
these creatures
really
are still alive on Earth, really. Isn't it?
Well, I think we have to also consider it's not just about righting themselves, and that shells, there's other forces making shells different shapes, like the ability to dig and the ability to control water loss and stuff. So it's not just about that. But it is rather lovely that there are these perfectly designed shells doing these things in the wild. It's wonderful.
Adds a whole new meaning to the term turn turtle, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But-